I'm here joined with our head men's soccer coach at Iowa Lakes, Coach Ben McCray. And Coach, thanks so much for joining us today. Very excited to talk to you. Congratulations on a tremendous season thus far and earning co-champs of the ICCAC Conference. An incredible honor for you and your team, and something, you know, the first time for Iowa Lakes men's soccer program of earning this honor.
Yeah, thanks, Ashley. Appreciate it. We're obviously delighted. We've had a great season. It's been a lot of fun. We obviously haven't finished our season yet. We've just finished our conference. We felt like we were a little bit unlucky not to be top of the league or not to be outright champions. When we played in the league, but we've got 9 victories and 1 loss. That 1 loss is to the number 2 team in the nation. So we feel pretty good about ourselves, for sure. The season has certainly been exciting. We've scored lots of goals. I think we scored the most goals in the conference. And kudos goes to the players. You know, we've got a very deep squad this year. We brought in 37 players, and we're probably as deep as around about 20 players deep. Any of those 20 players could have come on at any single time in the season, and we've needed all of our players just because we've had injuries, knocks, and different things that are going on. So just delighted to be where we're at.
Absolutely, Coach. And talk to us about the conference play this season. I mean, it's an extremely competitive conference. This is a huge, huge feat for you guys. I know it's the first time you guys beat Iowa Western. I mean, that's a huge, huge win for your program. And just talk to us about conference play and how competitive it is.
Yeah, our conference is unique, for sure. We've got 11 teams in the conference, so you play 10 games. We've had, at one stage or another, about 5 teams in the top 20 in the nation in our conference. So, I mean, that shows you how competitive it is. We feel it's certainly one of the toughest conferences in the nation, and it shows by the rankings for sure. The games that we've had, we lost 2-1 to Marshalltown as our only loss of the season, but we're able to beat Western 2-1, and we were able to beat Indian Hills, who were third in the nation last year, 3-2. And those have been our closest games this year. I think it shows the level we've come to, and the recruiting job that we did earlier, and how we've been able to progress all the lads this year.
Very good. Talk to us about, you talked about the deep team and the deep roster you had and how important and critical that's been to your success this year. Talk to us about some of your key players that have really stepped up this year and really impacted success.
Yeah, absolutely. And the first one that comes to mind, I could probably talk for 15, 20 minutes about our players, but I'll try and keep it as brief as I can. Nicholas, I'm trying to make sure I get his name right, but it's Likaku. He's been fantastic for us this year. He came in last year, was coming off the bench, maybe started 3 or 4 games. We needed to make sure that he progressed over the spring season, increased his speed of play, had better decision making along the way, and he worked really, really hard in the off season. We sent him off to a NPSL team up in Michigan to play during the summer, and he scored 7 goals for them and came in flying for this fall season. And he's been fantastic for us. He's got lots of schools looking at him right now, and he's just trying to make decisions about where he wants to go to next. So that's one of our players that has really stepped up this year. We have had lots of returners as well. We had Adam Pritchard at the back, who was a returning centre-back, and Julio Rangel, another returning holding midfield player. And then Abel Jebriakiris, who's one of our attacking midfielders. All four of those returning players have contributed just what we thought they would. They've been major starters for us. And they've set the tone for all the freshmen that are coming in as well. And I think that's very, very important, is to make sure that your culture's right and that you establish good team camaraderie throughout the season. And I think it's been fantastic.
Very good, Coach. And the last one I got for you, the Lakers, you guys received the number 2 seed. You'll play the winner of Indian Hills in the NIAC game this coming Tuesday, October 23rd at 3 p.m. On our home field in Spencer. Talk to us, you know, what are some keys to coming out on top in your regional semifinal game?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's a tough matchup. Indian Hills, my good friend Juan Espinal is the head coach there. He was my assistant last year. He's done a wonderful job with the program down there. So, you know, it'll be good to have him back up here, but it'll be for the third game that we would have played him this year, and that's always dangerous. We played him at home in the first game of the season and drew 1-1. Second time we played him, we won 3-2 down at Indian Hills. So, you know, we're happy that we're playing them at home, because we are unbeaten at home this year. We feel like our field's in great condition. But it's going to take an outstanding performance to win it. He'll come in really well prepared. He'll know our team really, really well. Just from being here last year, he'll know all the sophomores. And he helped us also along the way recruit some of our players. So he knows some of the players pretty well as well that came in that are freshmen. So, you know, it's definitely going to be a tough one. But we feel really good about it. We feel like we've got players that are capable of scoring lots of goals. Defenders are capable of keeping clean sheets and solid goalkeepers as well. So we're excited to get into the game, and we'll see what we can produce on that day.
Okay, Coach. Well, good luck. We're excited to see you guys in action.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Ashley. Appreciate it.